Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now for some takeouts on stories we're following this week. And let's go to business first, international business. We've got Louise Story here. She's the finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And on Tuesday, Apple decided to pursue its competitor, not Microsoft, HTC. It's a patent dispute. Apple says the smartphones from this Taiwan-based company are using Apple technology without permission, and these phones should not be allowed in the United States. So Apple filed a lawsuit. But that's not what's most interesting about this. Louise, explain what makes this case particularly interesting.
Morning, Celeste. So it's not a court case. That's what's interesting. This is a case between Apple and HTC, and it's in front of the International Trade Commission. And that's what is unusual. This is a body that was set up in 1916 to try to help American companies avoid low-cost imports of cheap products coming in, and it has morphed into kind of the high-tech court of choice. Now, it's not a legal court. They can't cause settlements, but what they can do is they can issue these exclusion orders, which block companies from importing technologies that infringe on patents. And so what Apple is trying to do here is block this Taiwan company from importing phones.
Now, generally, it's been the federal courts that have dealt with these kind of cases. Why would companies be going to the ITC instead?
Well, you know, the U.S. court system is bogged down. It can be incredibly long waits. And think about the speed of technology. Companies don't want to wait. They often file these in both courts, and Apple did too. But the International Trade Commission can be faster. Now, the other thing...
How much faster?
Well, it could be, you know, a few months, whereas courts can be several years.
Right.
And, you know, in a world where the technology is changing probably before the courts even get to look at the dispute, that's very important. Now, the other thing to notice here is you mentioned at the beginning, this was, you know, not filed against Microsoft, it's an HTC, but Apple has a gripe with HTC because HTC was the first company to use Google's Android software on their cell phones. And so this case doesn't involve that, but this is also Apple taking on Google to a certain extent through this Taiwan company. And in fact, Google issued a statement of support for HTC. So that's part of where we're seeing the Apple-Google battle play out right in the ITC, the International Trade Commission.
We'll see who has the last word of the ITC or maybe the U.S. federal court system. That's Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
Well, and globally, HTC is a huge, huge company,
it's very well known
all over the world. All right, so our next takeout comes from Hillary Clinton's trip to South America today. She's leaving Brazil having failed in her efforts to persuade Brazil to end its opposition to sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. At a news conference yesterday with Secretary of State Clinton by his side, Brazil's foreign minister, Celso Amorim, said Brazil was convinced there is no benefit in isolating Iran any further. The BBC's Brazilian head of the Americas and Europe region at the BBC World Service, America Martins, joins us now. Good morning, America.
Good morning, John.
This is a bold effort on the part of Brazil, and it is not terribly inconsistent with policy it's expressed in the past, wouldn't you say?
Yes, but I think it was very remarkable that Celso Amorim, the foreign minister, said what he said in front of Hillary Clinton. He basically stated that Brazil will not bow to pressure from Washington. And there are two reasons for this, John. One is that Brazil has its own nuclear interests. It's not a military interest. Brazil has no plans or desire to build a nuclear weapon, but Brazil wants to develop its own nuclear program for energy only, energy purposes only. And also Brazil wants to make very clear that it has an independent foreign policy. So that's why they decided not to accept Hillary Clinton's appeal to join the U.S. against Iran. I think it's much less about Iran and much more about Brazilian foreign policy.
Well, let's sort of connect that foreign policy with the huge sort of market issues that underlie this. Are the Brazilians defying the U.S. on Iran? I mean, are they actually actively trading with Iran? And, of course, we know that Brazilians have one of the largest arms industries in the world.
No, Brazil has good relations with Iran, but Iran is not a major trading partner. Brazil doesn't have very friendly policies towards Iran. Brazil received President Ahmadinejad from Iran last year. President Lula received him in Brazil, and President Lula is planning to go to Iran this year. But that's, I think, is much more symbolic than anything else. I think it's Brazil's desire to show that it has an independent foreign policy. I don't think Brazil is going to be a very strong ally of Iran, and Brazil does not have any interest in defying the U.S. Just want to show that it has its own, a different take, if you like, in the world policy.
But Americo Martins, from our partner, the BBC, I mean, you sort of set the takeaway right there, and that is the value of doing this to the Brazilians is not in the fact that there's any sort of real economic benefit. It's that by dealing with Iran in this way, it's a very high-profile snub to the U.S. It signals very, very strongly that the Brazilians are going to go it alone.
Well, Brazil, I think, is very interested in showing that it has much more economic power now, that wants to be a regional... Well, Brazil is a regional leader. Brazil wants to have a more of a say in the world's stage. Brazil wanted a reform in the Security Council, for example. So all of this is sort of related in this Brazilian position. I don't think Brazil has any particular interest in Iran. Brazil does not necessarily feel that Iran is a friendly government. I think the position of President Lula and its foreign policy, and its foreign minister, is that Brazil should dialogue with almost any country in the world, which is a very different position mm-hmm. from the U.S., for example.
Americo Martins, Brazilian head of the BBC's Americas region, joining us from London. Where does Hillary Clinton go next?
Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
She's going to Central America to talk about the crisis in Honduras right. That now is coming to an end.
Very good. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you. Bye.